Motor Talk with David Berthon. Trying to sell your car? You should list it on oscar.com.au. It's free.
Last August, Hyundai introduced the second-generation Veloster Sports Coupe, perhaps the most quirky car in its lineup, a striking car in some respects and clever in many ways, with two doors on the curbside and one long door on the driver's side, marrying the style of a coupe and the functionality of a hatchback. The later series comes in a non-turbo 2-litre manual and automatic, and in two 1.6-litre turbo, manual and automatic variants, standard and turbo premium. Late last year, I drove the 2-litre entry manual at $29,490, and frankly, it was a total disappointment, far from a sporty car, and I recently stepped up to the 1.6 turbo premium, 7-speed dual-clutch automatic at $41,990, and came away with nothing but praise. In this latest Veloster series, Hyundai has added a suite of active safety elements called Smart Sense, added a new multi-link rear suspension, and comfort and convenience features on the turbo premium, like ventilated and heated front seats, wireless phone charging, leather trim, a heads-up display, a full-width class sunroof, and 18-inch machined alloy wheels. But it's the driving characteristics that make this model an impressive sports coupe. It feels competent in all it does. On a winding road, a very satisfying driving package that begs to be pushed hard. I found little to criticise, the styling perhaps a little divisive, but nevertheless very sporty in nature. I'm David Berthon.